Now it's back to our news items. Our football club has had mixed fortunes this week with a home win against Stoke City, but a draw at home to QPR. At the same time, there is an explanation of the large spend a few weeks ago by the Foreign Office at the club's shop. If it's pubs you are after, then six more Norwich pubs make it into the annual guide prepared by the Campaign for Real Ale. And one pub in particular is in the running for Camra's Best Pub of the Year. Dean Smith is urging Norwich City Football Club to put a bruising championship spell behind them and kick on after a 3-1 win over Stoke City. The Canaries chief admitted it was a bumpy ride at Carrow Road until a second half salvo, but victory over Alex Neil's Potters end a run of four defeats in the last five. Aaron Ramsey's brace and Gabby Sara's close-range finish moved them back into the top six. There was an edginess out there. There was an edginess around the stadium. You could feel it, and that is a reflection of recent results, he said. But what I said to the players was make sure the first pass, the first header, the first run is spot on. And through that you can build some confidence and build some belief. That is how you become a more confident team. The result was very important given the recent results. I said to the players pre-match, we have three of the next four at home and this is where we can turn it around.
Norwich City were then held 0-0 by Queen's Park Rangers in a dramatic affair at Carrow Road, a result that keeps the Canaries in the Championship playoff places by a hair after Watford's win over Cardiff City. Onel Hernandez was left to rue the game's greatest chance when he drove into Seni Dieng's body late on, with missed chances by Timu Pukki and Gabriel Sara, meaning the Canaries went into the break level after a half they deserved to lead. Norwich are now 4 points away from the automatic promotion places, with Blackburn Rovers in second, while Burnley's win over Rotherham means the gap to the top of the table is extended to 9 points. Next up for Dean Smith's side are the Millers, with only a home game against Middlesbrough between that trip and the extended World Cup break.
The mystery over government spending at the Canaries online shop has been solved, with 31 shirts bought by the Foreign Office. While former Prime Minister Liz Truss was Foreign Secretary, payments of £1,318 in October 2021 and £523 in March 2022 were made to the Norwich City Football Club, totalling £1,841. A Freedom of Information request has now revealed that the department bought 15 men's home shirts and 14 women's home shirts, along with two goalkeeper shirts and various shorts and socks. The purchases were bought as one of 12 sets of Premier League kits for what the department called an Overseas Shared Values programme. Approached for comment on what Overseas Shared Values Children's Project was being referred to and why it was necessary to purchase almost £2,000 worth of Norwich City merchandise for it, a Foreign Office spokesman said they had nothing further to add. The Freedom of Information request added that Canaries fan and South West Norfolk MP Ms Truss did not make the purchases herself, but they were approved by a department officer with delegated spending authority.
Six city pubs have been added to a prestigious guide featuring the very best boozers to find a great pint in the UK. Camra's Good Beer Guide 2023 helps beer lovers take a barometer of their local scene. It is an independently adjudicated guide that ranks pubs on how they cater for real ale drinkers, the quality of beer, and the atmosphere. The book, which was first published in 1972, reviews more than 4,500 pubs across the UK, and this year marks the release of its 50th edition. There are a total of 105 Norfolk pubs included in Camra's guide, with 22 added in 2023. In Norwich, the Bell Hotel in Orford Hill, the Cottage in Silver Road, Malt and Mardle in Magdalen Street, the Red Lion in Eaton Street, the Reindeer in Dereham Road, and Walnut Tree Shades in the Old Post Office Court have all been added to the guide.
A pub in Norwich is in the running to be crowned the best boozer in the country. The King's Head in Magdalen Street has been named one of the four finalists in the Campaign for Real Ales Pub of the Year awards. The Watering Hole is a traditional two-bar city pub and has been an important stop on the Norwich Real Ale Trail since 2005. Stephen George, the King's Head landlord, said, "We are delighted for the King's Head to advance to the final round of judging for the National Camra Pub of the Year competition. Pubs in the competition are selected by Camra volunteers and judged on their atmosphere, decor, welcome, service, community focus, and most importantly, the quality of the beer." Ian Stamp, pub campaigns and chair of Camra's Norwich and District branch, says, "Congratulations to the team at the King's Head who work hard every day to bring a great range of local and not quite so local ales and ciders to the discerning drinkers of Norwich. The four finalists will now have the chance to win the National Pub of the Year award, which will be announced in January 2023.
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on now with part two, with more news, a second feature, and information desk. And please do listen out at the end for news of our special Christmas edition and your role in it. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.